The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Kristen will never, never shy away from an opportunity to make me look like an idiot. So what are we doing here today?
Damn straight, sir.
Yep, let's go.
I don't know if you all saw the GQ spread and the cover with Travis Kelce on there and all his hairy gloriousness. Sitting there riding, what would you call those water shoes, water propelling shoes?
I looked it up. I think it's called like a float board, a floater board, something like that.
I've seen these things at like resorts, like all inclusives. They have the... Sea-doos, is that what they call them?
Yeah, jet skis.
Then you have these things also, and you strap them on your feet, and it propels you into the air, right? And those at the resort are awesome at it. They're doing twists and turns, and then when you get out there and you don't know what you're doing, you're going straight diving right into the water.
So I was scoping out these photos from the GQ spread and reading some of the article, but mainly looking at the photos, because, you know, that's what I do. And I could not help but notice how hairy Travis Kelce is. Now, I knew Jason Kelce, his brother, super hairy because he took his shirt off in the box of one of his brother's NFL games, and he is a proud bear, but I did not realize that Travis was rocking that much chest hair. I mean, it's thick.
Really thick. Bart thick. Yes. Your husband thick.
And that's why I was fascinated by this, because my husband is an extremely hairy man. I mean, I'm talking so hairy, I can take my fingers and run it through his chest hair and actually like pull it out from his chest, right?
I would love to hear from women right now, if you have the time, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, to brag on how much hair your man has. Because you just love, there are women that love this.
Well, so listen, I'm not like, it's not my favorite thing, but I'm not like repulsed by it. It's just a part of who he is. He's a hairy dude. I knew this from the very first time he and I ever shared a bed together. So I knew.
When he started shedding?
No, he didn't shed. He doesn't shed.
You're like, however, who let the dog in the bed?
However, when he does get his back waxed, she has to fade into his shoulders because it's so much. So he, you know, when we go to the beach, he gets his back waxed, and then she also does his shoulders, and then she has to take the leftover wax strips and kind of like fade it into his chest because he's just one giant chia pet.
Look, the one thing I know about your husband is he does not give a F about what anybody thinks.
No.
So I am guessing that the waxing idea of the back was your idea going to the beach and not his.
You know what? I honestly don't have a recollection of who suggested it. It may have been me. It might have been him. I honestly don't know. But he takes it like a champ, and he does it. Like, and now he's the one that makes his appointments before we go on any trip that requires him to take a shirt off.
Okay, so you got one of two men here. Guys that are trimming all the time, making it look nice and neat. And then you got dudes that are like, I'm a man. I'm practically a caveman. This is in my blood. So a quick Google search here. Some research indicates about 31% of women prefer men with moderate to thick chest hair, while only 14% prefer men with no chest hair.
And you are anti-hair.
I don't know where it started. I think I told you guys the other day where I think it started when I was a kid. My parents put me on steroids because I was so little, and it only made me hairy at 7 years old. It didn't make me any taller, man. So I think that's where it started. And since then, I just don't like body hair on myself. I don't know. I got a thing for it, man. So I always trim it. There was a while there where I was shaving it, but then, you know, it just gets all bristly and stuff when it starts to grow. I'm not doing that. So now it's more like it's shaved. It's not, I'm not shaved. It's trimmed, not shaved. Yeah, so, but I hate it.
So, you know, Travis Kelce, he's cut and he's built because, you know, NFL player. Bert, you also are cut and built because, you know, fitness is a passion of yours. So, of course, my pea brain is like, we need to put hair on Bert's chest to see what it's going to look like, right? So,
I haven't had chest hair like you're suggesting implying or applying.
Yeah.
20 years.
Exactly.
Wow.
Right, do you want to take Becca first before I share what I purchased?
Sure. I am looking for women that want to brag on their men and their men's hair. Hey, Becca. Good morning. Body hair specifically. Hey, Becca.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
When I first started dating my now fiance, I was not into body hair, but when you meet somebody, it just kind of clicks and he is covered in it. I can do the same thing, Kristen. Like I can pull his chest hair out. His arm hair is so long. I can like get it. This is kind of gross. I'm sorry, but I can like get it and pull it like with my lips. And yeah, it's long. He's a hairy guy. He's a bear. His friends actually call him Bear. That's his nickname.
Becca, can you take the hair on his chest and like take a finger and like roll it around your finger?
Ew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ew.
And then it curls. Like you can take the hair and you can kind of like curl a little bit and it go bloop like a little curly cue.
Remind me not to eat before some of these breaks.
Man, if you see like the first billboard that the Burt Show ever put up 25 years ago, I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt and the amount of hair on my arms is for me to look at repulsive. I mean, I'm a silverback is really what
you,
I am.
You really did. Like, and I've never known you in person like that. You've always been smooth as a seal ever since I've known you.
I tried lasering it for a while, but that hurt.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing that. Then I was using a razor. And now it's just kind of half in there, half out. Hey, Elizabeth, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Brag on your man's body hair.
Oh, my gosh. The most soothing thing for me to do is lay in bed and just run my fingers through his chest hair. Absolutely. Oh, my God. I love it. I can't get enough of it. But luckily, he likes it, too. So that's a plus.
When he dives into a pool or he's in the ocean, I've seen this on the beach also, and you could see that water just kind of lingering off the chest hair, off of the back hair, and then dripping down and it's caught in between his hair. That doesn't bother you?
Not one bit. That makes it even better.
God. Okay, so I just...
When I pretty gets out of the shower... I'm sorry, Kristen.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
I was just saying, when he gets out of the shower and he's wet, that makes it even better.
He's like a sponge.
So Elizabeth,
a sponge.
So you or Elizabeth, this conversation, I just had a flashback, and I may be remembering now who did the back wax first. And I do think it was me because I couldn't get the sunscreen in his back. So I had to rub the sunscreen on his back and he took it. But I mean, to get through all that hair, right. And then it's one of those, you're rubbing so hard that when you pulled your hair, like you had hair in your hands.
Oh my God.
When you were rubbing the sunscreen on.
You are not married to a man. You are married to a Labrador Retriever.
So now that if I'm being honest with myself, it might've been me who requested it just so I could properly apply the sunscreen to his back.
My memory is not great, but I asked that loaded question because I'm about 98% sure you were the one that requested it before you went to the beach.
Oh, and then I asked if I could go and watch him get it waxed for the first time because I wanted to see. And I know, I'm weird.
You have a very interesting hair fetish with your husband. I think you don't hate the hair. I think you secretly love it.
Oh, no, yeah. No, I do. For sure. I'm unfazed by it. But, you know, after that whole scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin and Steve Carell screaming, Kelly Clarkson! I wanted to see. And so I actually got myself waxed and he got his back waxed. We went as a couple the very first time.
You got your back waxed also?
No, I got a Brazilian, you weirdo. And he wasn't in the room with me when I did that, but I got to sit there and man,
What was hot, Abby? Didn't flinch.
What?
Really?
Didn't flinch. Took it like a man.
That's
that is
cool.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, is your husband the dude that I see that wears t-shirts and the hair is coming up from the collar? You can literally see it peeking out of the collar?
Usually he wears like golf shirt, so he leaves a little bit unbuttoned, so it just pokes out of the top.
Little peekaboo.
Sometimes you can see those hairs trying to get out through the polo shirt, like right around the nipples. All right, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Nasty stuff.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Okay.
All right, so what I wanted to do, and listen, there's so much to go over here. I'm so sorry. So I know Abby called it yesterday. Like the message boards are going to be like, see, we always knew there was something going on between Bert and Kristen because she wants him shirtless so she can rub hair on his chest. See, she's into hair. She just talked about how much she loves it on Bert. Now she's going to put it on Bert.
They've
had a romance going on for all 14 years she's been there. She just wants to touch his bare chest. All right, so
I don't know what voice that was, but please use it again.
You know, it reminded me of who's the one that, why am I blanking? She's like, you look like the 4th of July.
Oh, Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, I feel like it's a mesh between that and somebody else.
Makes me want a chest hair real bad.
Makes me want to run my hands through your chest hair real bad. All right. So do we need to get approval from our significant others to make sure everybody's on board? Amanda's cool with me adhering hair to your chest. Bart's cool with me adhering hair to your chest.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's totally, she's one of your best friends.
I know, cool. I know. And I know Bart's cool with it, but I didn't know if for, you know, audience approved, like, so they don't be on the message board saying you and I have some hairy fetish kink going on.
I'm going to be in there egging them on. Yeah. I'll be like, yeah, I saw them after the show.
Yeah, she was definitely looking at him with those like googly, watery eyes when she was applying that chest there. Look, I don't care about the message boards. I really couldn't care. I'm so over it.
All right, so our spouses, our significant others approve, all right?
Did you almost say insignificant others?
No, I just...
That's what Abby's had her entire dating career.
Just a whole bunch of insignificant others.
The roster.
All right, so I got the cheapest. I'm just going to give you a heads up what I got, okay?
You're not going to glue this, are you?
I have to.
Is this going to be like a real pain in the ass to get off later on?
I do not know. Okay. All right, so what I got is the cheapest wig adhesive that I could find on Amazon, all right?
Okay.
And the one that would get here the fastest. So I got that. And then, because of the cover...
Are you turning him into the Grinch?
So in one of the photos, he's wearing that giant furry flapper hat. Or like the fur trapper, the trapper hat. So I got you one of these to wear. The brown one wasn't going to come in time. So we just had to go with neon green. So go with it. Because this is like, it's the fur trapper hat that Travis Kelce is wearing, right?
We joked about him becoming a chia pet and now it's looking more and more real.
Why is there a green one? What would you even use that for?
Like, I don't know. It was on Amazon. It was the only one that I could get here by yesterday because the brown one was going to take too long. All
What's the green Dr. Seuss character?
The Grinch.
The Grinch. Yeah, yes. You got me going Grinch here.
Now, I ordered your chest hair via Amazon. It was supposed to get here yesterday, but it did not. It's getting delivered today. But listen, I understand how this radio thing works. You had a strike while the iron's hot. If we push this to Monday, the bit's not that funny anymore because the Travis Kelce pictures just came out. So we need to do it ASAP. So you know me. I could have been like, well, we'll just do it on Monday. But no. I wanted to get it done today while it was still topical and relevant.
Very skeptical. What did you do? Very skeptical.
So my wig adhesive came in and I'm like, all right, well, we're going to have to DIY this chest hair because you can buy like actual wig patches of chest hair that are easy to apply via Amazon. They have like fake chest hair on Amazon.
Like Austin Powers-ish?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
My mind went to a terrifying place when you said DIY the chest hair. I'm like, are we going to take Bart's actual chest hair and stick it on Bert?
Well, that would have been funny.
I'm sure there's a barber out there listening that, you know, they cut hair and the hair's all over the floor. We could sweep some up
and
stick it to you.
What happened to you and your kid? Why are you so mean?
Okay, Tommy, that's not sanitary, okay?
That's a biohazard.
Sure it is.
All right, so I'm like, all right, I got to come up with the solution. I am a problem solver. I am very much like, I get presented a problem, I'm going to overcome any obstacle in my way.
What did you do?
I hit up my husband.
Oh, God.
And my husband hit me up yesterday, finally heading home, need anything? And I responded, nuggets, because Jimmy wanted some nugs from the Chick-fil-A. And so he was, and then I go, I sent him a Spirit Halloween location because we have one near our house. I double checked to make sure that they were like live and open, and they are. And so I sent him the Spirit Halloween location and said, can you swing by here and get a brown curly wig or chest hair if they have it? So Bart goes to the Spirit Halloween yesterday and starts sending me photo after photo of all the wigs that are on the wall so I could choose the one that would work best.
So you're gonna glue a wig to my chest?
So I chose the short rocker curls because I felt like that most matched your hair and whatever. So
yeah, we want it to look authentic.
So I have the wig here.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to spray the wig adhesive to your chest till it gets tacky. I've already read the instructions.
Okay.
And then I'm going to cut hair off of your wig, and that's what's going to get adhered to your chest.
Okay. My mind is racing here as we try to pivot. So is this something that, as you're applying it, we should do on Insta Live?
I mean, sure, yeah, we can.
Okay. So
yeah.
Let's do that.
It's a process because you have to, like, you spray the adhesive on, you let it dry a little bit till it gets tacky, and then you spray a little bit more, and then you put, like, you know, normally it's supposed, like, you know, the wig isn't just the raw hair, but we're just going to have to go raw hair here. And then we're going to put it all over your chest.
Okay.
And then you'll have a hairy chest.
All right.
So I don't know how you get it off.
Yeah, that's the part I'm worried about. Anytime I've ever had to do anything with any kind of like makeup on my face, it is always like, it takes so long for you guys to get that stuff off of your face. Or nail polish that I have to take off. It has taken so long that I realize how much of a hassle that is for you guys every single day.
Uh-huh.
I'm not worried about the chest hair. I am just worried that, how long it's going to take get this thing off. But I'll do it.
It'll be fine.
And okay. I brought the tank tops in. I brought the muscle shirts in. So we have effect that way. Why don't we do this?
We don't have a blow dryer. So we're just going to have Tommy blow on your chest.
No, we are not.
We need to Insta-live that on OnlyFans.
The Bird Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so let's continue day two with Addison that has been hitting us up, who is a lot like you guys, a lot like Abby, too, that when you're on these dating apps or what have you, they escalate really quickly into something filthy and disrespectful. Right? I mean, quick.
I mean, you're talking to a guy named John who you think is just a cool dude who works in finance, and turns out he's got the mind of a dumpster fire, and
right?
He's willing to just light you on fire with him.
And it's happening more often and quicker now with these guys, and she's just like, I've got an idea. She had a friend that was doing the same type thing.
No, it was a girl. She just saw a random chick on social media.
It was on social media.
Stellar petty idea.
That was reaching out to the moms of these guys saying, hey, I just want to know what a filth trap your kid is, and getting pretty good results. So we did one yesterday, which was shocking, and I'm not surprised that the mom hung up on us because it was such a crazy accusation.
Yeah, that was the guy who was into farts. Right. So, and yeah, that was a wild one.
All right.
So today's a little different because Addison has a DM from a guy that she briefly exchanged messages with on a dating app, and it wasn't vibing. She wasn't feeling the chemistry. So she told us she politely turned him down, said, hey, not feeling this, don't really want to go out, but wish you the well. And he just hit her back with a tirade, just ripping her a new one.
Do you get these also? When you reject somebody, they're just like going off on you.
I haven't ever had any kind of like long spiel, but they will do things like they'll just say K, period. And then all of a sudden they unmatch with you immediately on their Hinge profile, which isn't bad necessarily. Yeah, yeah. It just feels like they're slamming the door in the face. Like, well, I didn't like you anyway.
Right.
Bye.
Oh, I do miss the feeling of being able to slam a phone down.
Right.
Can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. No, I like pressing.
Did you ever get to experience slamming a phone?
No, I was too young.
Oh, we need to bring a phone in here.
I have one.
Yes.
I did have a phone in my room, but it was just like a prop. Like nobody ever called me.
Yeah.
I was 11.
Oh, no. There was something about like slamming it down when you're upset and then you're click. Nowadays, you can't do that with one finger and an end button.
You want to know what the Gen Z equivalent is? It's blocking your parents in the middle of a fight. Like when you're in a text feud, that's the equivalent. Even though you don't get the satisfying slam, you still get to be like, oh, you can't even talk to me.
I'd be mad. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll do that when a listener says something really, really nasty. I'll shoot a really nasty thing off and then block them. So they can't respond back.
Savage. Oh, the pettiness. We're just swimming in petty today.
Hey, Addison.
Hey, everybody.
All right, so before we get mom number two on here, why don't you go ahead and do you have the message that he sent you that was just so offensive and so hurting, just so attacking?
All right, so he said this. After I politely said, you know, just not vibing with this, not interested, he said, let me guess. Your friends hype you up as the catch of the group, but in reality, they only bring you out to make them look better. You think you're intimidating men when really you're just exhausting them. You'll never find someone who checks all your boxes because your list is longer than your dating history, and both are embarrassing. I can see the generational disappointment in your face. Bet your parents are wondering why they wasted tuition money on you when you are just going to end up with some guy who cheats on you at his work Christmas party. I hope you spend the rest of your days miserable and alone. Oh, wait, you already are.
He sounds like a gem. All right. So
now let's be like Addison, obviously this guy, you never wanted to end up with him anyway. Mm-hmm. Like this is not a person that you want to be with, but I can't understand.
I don't know. The right woman could change this guy.
Oh, don't shut your mouth.
He could be fixed. Uh-huh. I can't believe you're bailing on this guy.
Famous last words.
How tall is this guy again? I'll tell you how to fix him.
And I know you and Abby are in the same dating boat, and you get to a point where you are like, you're not exhausting men. You're exhausted by these type of men that are on the dating apps, and you've hit your fill. Like you have been pushed over the edge and you're like, screw it. I'm tired of getting these messages. So now I'm going to out these guys to their mama. Because if their moms knew what they were sending women on the internet, they wouldn't be mad. Right. They would just be disappointed.
Truth. You know what would totally change this guy? If you just had a baby with him.
What is wrong with you?
That'll bring you two together for sure.
For baby, sure.
In alimony money.
Babies fix everything.
Right. All right. Addison, keep that handy here because you're going to probably have to read it again here in a second. Tom, you want to take it from here?
All right. So I've reached out to mom number two, who is the mother of this guy who just said what Addison told us. And I reached out to her via email. And like mom one, she has agreed to come on the air. And I did bribe again. I used a $100 gift card, and she's going to come on, but we have to give her the gift card.
So this one I think is going to be different than yesterday. I think she's going to stay on through the whole call because I'd want to know. I'd want to know everything that was said as a parent.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, I'm dialing, so talk amongst yourselves.
All right, so Gilded Age.
I have to say, it really does feel like not only is the script written by ChatGPT, but I feel like the actors are also AI.
What?
They just feel so, like, staged.
Well,
like,
that's how it was.
But no, but I mean, I don't feel that way when I watch other period pieces, but I feel like I'm almost watching, like, caricatures. Okay,
hold on. Shh, shh, shh. Here we go.
Okay, she's ready. All right. Lucille.
Hey, good morning, Lucille.
Hi.
Hi. I think our studio director, Tommy, has told you what's going on today, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I want to introduce you to Addison. She's on a lot of dating apps, like your son is, and she would like to tell you about the experience that she had with your son. Are you cool with that?
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Okay. Sure.
No, you won't. No, you won't. Go ahead, Addison.
All right. So I politely declined a date with your son because I just wasn't feeling it. And I was polite. And his response was super out of pocket. And I'm going to just read to you straight off of my phone what he said to me. He said, okay. Let me guess. Your friends hype you up as the catch of the group. But in reality, they only bring you out so you can make them look better. You think you're intimidating men, but really you're just exhausting them. You'll never find someone who checks all your boxes because your list is longer than your dating history. And both are embarrassing. I can see the generational disappointment in your face. But your parents are wondering why they wasted tuition money on you when you're just going to end up with some guy who cheats on you at his work Christmas party. I hope you spend the rest of your days miserable and alone. Oh, wait, you already are.
Oh, my God. You know what? I can tell you I am not the least bit surprised. Mm-hmm. That sounds exactly like my ex-husband.
Okay,
oh, my God. You know, I love my son, but he has a huge chip on his shoulders about women, just like his father who cheated on me. I'm not surprised. I'm really not.
Do you have the kind of relationship with your son where you have any kind of influence on him at all so we can stop this?
Well, you know, he's an adult. I mean, we talk about relationships and stuff, but his attitude, clearly, everything sounds just like my ex-husband. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Like I said, I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised at all.
That
and
sucks.
You know what? I feel bad for Addison. Please give Addison the $100 gift card, okay?
Oh, you're sweet.
As a small token of apology because she doesn't deserve this.
Oh, you are sweet.
At all.
Well, yes. He certainly didn't come out like you. Yeah.
Shame on him.
Is this something you would address with him?
You know, I will. I will. I absolutely will.
I mean, it's something.
I don't want him to continue to be like his father. This is awful.
So, I mean, Lucille, I'm sure this is infuriating and frustrating. And it sounds like there was a contentious divorce between you and your husband. You confront your son about this, but I hate to be like, as a parent, you never want to give up on your kid. You want them to be the best version of themselves. But if you confront him on this, is he even going to receive the information? Is he even going to receive the message?
I don't know. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? I can try. All I can do is try.
You know what?
He wants to create the same path his father did. You know, I try my best. That's all I can do.
Right.
It's disgusting.
You know what I think would make him a little bit more amenable to hearing Lucille's advice? $100 gift card.
Shut up.
Here, son. Here's a Visa gift card. Why don't you treat women better?
Lucille, we will let you go. Obviously, though, this wasn't totally unexpected. I hope you do talk to him just so he knows that this is a possibility. This is going to get back to mom and dad.
I will. Absolutely. Addison, check him off. Throw it in the garbage. Trash.
Thank you.
Bye, Lucille.
Take care.
Bye. Well, that was unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Addison, that was very unexpected. She sounded like she was really cool.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
I liked her. Too bad her son sucks.
Yeah, she would have been a great mother-in-law.
That's right.
Maybe you should date Lucille. Lucille sounds like she's on the market.
God, just go, you know, and I'm one that has lived through these patterns with my dad also. And it takes a lot to, like, you know, you're groomed a certain way. And it takes almost a lifetime to figure out how to get out of that cycle, you know? So I don't know what that whole rules for him. So what do we got lined up for Monday?
All right, so Monday is the guy that way overstepped his bounds, asked something completely inappropriate, wanted to do something physical, right. And that's how, like, the very first message he sent was like, hey, I want to blank your blank. Oh, yeah, by the way, my name's Joe, want to grab a drink.
Oh, right. I forgot, he's the guy who really likes salad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big salad fan.
Huge.
Yes, he made a request on, like, the second date or something like that,
no,
right?
Was it even a date?
It was a first message.
Yeah.
Which you should usually wait until, like, the third or fourth when you're going to say something like this.
Yeah, right? If he had any tact, that's what he would have done. Yeah.
No, that's the thing. Addison hasn't gone on any dates with any of these men. These are just, DMs that she's been receiving.
All right, Addison, we'll see if we can get moms on Monday, and we'll check back with you then, okay?
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Get it. The Bird Show.
All right, so I got to tell you guys about the night I had last night. First of all, how have I not known about this beloved benefit over the years? I have really got to start doing a better job of being able to multitask my life because I tend to focus on what's right in front of me, right? So I read emails late, like when an event is coming up. I don't even start going over it until like 24 hours beforehand. And I'm really doing a disservice here because it was such an amazing, night last night. This is called the Beloved Benefit, and I had never even heard about it until like a couple of weeks ago when they hit me up. And the beauty of this event is that it is an absolute celebration of diversity in Atlanta. You guys know how I say, like, I love the Beltline more than any other place in Atlanta now, because on any given Saturday or any given Sunday, you can go down there and you got black and white and Latino hanging out with each other. And everybody's like it's part of what Atlanta is all about. The definition of Atlanta is really diversity, right? So it not only celebrated diversity last night, but it's the Beloved Benefit has raised over $24 million to support 40 different organizations in Atlanta. Black, white, Latino, it doesn't matter, right? And it's a very, very big deal. In past years, as I'm pulling up and I am reading, like, about the event
that you're going to last night,
that I'm going to be on stage presenting for, right? John Legend has performed at the Beloved Benefit. Bruno Mars, Usher, Jennifer Hudson, Maroon 5. Okay.
Yeah, I think I've heard of all those people.
All of those people, right? So to underscore like the diversity of this night, last night, Ludacris is on stage and Jeff Foxworthy is on stage.
Very cool.
That's Atlanta.
That's amazing.
Right?
I enjoyed watching your Insta story because you were there while they were doing like sound check and stuff like that. And so you're just sitting in the like this empty audience into like the empty auditorium. And then you're just like, oh, yeah, there's Jeff Foxworthy. Oh, yeah, there's T.I.
It's incredible, right? I don't want to focus so much on the celebrity of it because I want to talk about the event and who profited off of it last night. But here's how the night kind of goes down. T.I. comes out first and does a couple of songs with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. So he's rapping with the orchestra. There's no tracks. He's just rapping with the orchestra.
The Atlanta Symphony has done that with a couple of hip-hop and R&B artists.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Right? And then I'm backstage, and I'm supposed to go up like two acts after. The way they did it was like big-time celebrity comes up, tells you about one of the beneficiaries, and then a performance, and then somebody else comes up, tells you about another one of the beneficiaries, and then there's a performance. So T.I.'s up on stage. And then some kids from Cascade come up and they were on rollerblades doing their thing as well, right? And then Monica Pearson would come up and then I would come up, right? And Ludacris is backstage while I'm there, right? I'm getting ready to walk out on stage and Ludacris comes up behind me and I didn't even realize it was him. And by the time I turned around, he was already gone. I was like, Ludacris, that's your joy! And I got so geeked out and nervous that it was Ludacris. Right before I walked out on stage, I felt myself more nervous.
By the way, so humble, so nice, so sweet. Like, he's one of my favorite interviews.
So this guy is the guy that every time we have him on, he shows up 15 minutes late for an interview, which is unheard of.
Early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. It is unheard of, right? Every time he calls up and he's early, we always say to him, you know you're a big superstar, right? The
because
coolest.
Literally no celebrity that has ever called into the show has ever called in on time.
Right, and he's always early. So Hugh Douglas was there last night, very famous Atlanta Falcon. Monica Pearson, Kaufman Pearson was there last night as well. Like I said, Jeff Foxworthy. But let me just go ahead and rattle off some of the organizations that were helped last night. Atlanta Technical College, it's a unit of the Technical College System of Georgia that is dedicated to providing programs to empower students to succeed in the real world, regardless of age, race, color, sex, or religion. You guys know all about the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Metro Atlanta. City of Refuge is the one that I came on and helped out about. It's a faith-based environment that helps individuals and families transition out of crisis. Then you have the Latin American Association, which is an organization dedicated to empowering the Latino community to adapt, integrate, and thrive in the local community by offering resources and support. Morehouse School of Medicine, which was founded in 1975. They benefited last night also. New Life Community Alliance. So as you can see, it's like all of these amazing neighborhoods of Atlanta coming together and everybody raising money for those. It was a very awesome, awesome night. Totally and completely honored to be part of it. And I will know what I'm getting myself into next year.
Yeah. Well, when I was looking up a little bit about the Beloved benefit. So how long have you been in Atlanta again? 25
years.
So yeah, this event was first held in 2019.
Okay.
So it's not like super new, but it's also not super old. So it was, you know, 6 years ago at the Bow. That took me a long time to do that math, and that's really sad.
Math is hard.
You just had more coffee. I would suggest when you see this next year, Beloved Benefit 2026, get your tickets quickly. They always sell out, and it is a night to celebrate Atlanta and celebrate the diversity of Atlanta, and it is a really, really special night. So it's Beloved Benefit 2026. All right, we normally don't do this here, but Abby, yesterday, we don't do bloopers on this show.
Oh my God.
We got one from yesterday.
What? What are you, surprising me with something I said that's going to make me sound silly?
You remember when she was cutting her spots yesterday?
Oh my God.
For Hello Fresh.
You guys are so mean to me.
I don't.
This was so good.
No, it was funny.
This was so good.
I say we spare Abby the humiliation.
No way.
Yes, we do.
No, this is really great for our sponsors. We're giving them so much money. This is so great for them. They're loving this.
Yeah, this is like, so when you know, we do commercials after the show or our endorsements after the show. Rarely do we get it in a first cut. So what you are going to hear Abby here stumbling over her HelloFresh, right?
It was HelloFresh, yeah.
This is no different than any of us. We just rolled with it yesterday, and the mics were rolling, and as it was going on, I'm like, Tommy, we are playing that tomorrow. All right, so this is your very first Burt Show blooper.
You may have heard of HelloFresh.
Fresh chef,
show.
It's so delicious.
Is there a website where I can measure it?
I'm out of words.
Do it in that voice. Let's just hear what it sounds like.
You may have heard of HelloFresh. They send chef.
I would buy it just because of that.
They send chef crafted recipes and fresh ingredients right to your door. But this summer, they made their biggest menu upgrade yet. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember.
Too precious.
I forgot how funny that was.
Too precious not to share.
Well, my fake lisp, it came out. It's my new vocal stem.
And we all do this. I mean, we are not picking on her.
No.
I mean, if we had bloopers that maybe we should start making this part of the show, is the amount of time it takes me to like cut an endorsement spot or a commercial sometimes is absolutely ridiculous. And we end up doing stuff like this because we feel like idiots.
But my favorite is with Bert, you get a lot of profanity. So, you know, you have said time and time again, our job is not hard, but it's taxing or whatever. So at the end of the show, and you got to cut a bunch of stuff after the show, and you've talked for 4 hours, and you just, like you said, your brain to your mouth is not working. Your mouth isn't working, period. You can't even string a sentence together.
Clearly.
So all of us, but Bert, Abby had a great mentality about it. She was like self-deprecating, embraced it, laughed, and had a good time. Bert, on the other hand, gets so mad, and he's like, and then he draws his head, and then he puts his head down, and he's like, okay, and then he'll start talking, and he'll screw up, and he's like,
you have to understand, every second after the show, all I am consumed with is taking a nap. So I am stumbling over my words and it is keeping me out of my bed. So I think we got to start making this. This is my favorite part of like online also, is watching bloopers from movies and stuff like that. So just know that we're all on high alert. Those are going to be part of the show now.
I love the fact that we are going to start launching our sponsored segments where we are screwing it up.
Yes.
The Bird Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No